This is the Composer's Datebook for May 4th. I'm John Zeck. On today's date, in 1895, the New York Choral Society gave the premiere of a choral work by Antonin Dvorak entitled The American Flag. Mrs. Jeanette Thurber, who brought Dvorak to New York City to teach at her National Conservatory, had asked him to set a patriotic poem of that name. The idea was the new work would be performed to coincide with Dvorak's arrival in the fall of 1892 and the big celebrations planned that year for the 400th anniversary of Columbus's discovery of the New World. Unfortunately, Dvorak didn't get the text in time, and so another choral work, his recently completed Te Deum, was performed during the big Columbus quadricentennial. The American flag was put on a back burner, as it were, and wasn't performed until after Dvorak returned to Prague. In fact, Dvorak never heard the work performed at all. The blustery, outright chauvinistic tone of its pro-New World, anti-Old World text would hardly endear it to European audiences of his day, and imagine how old Europe would react to it today. Well, in fact, it wasn't even a big hit with American audiences. Critics then and now have dubbed it one of Dvorak's weakest pieces, noting it sounds more like a minor work by Wagner or Liszt than something by the composer of the New World Symphony. The American Flag remains one of Dvorak's least performed pieces. Michael Tilson Thomas conducted a recording of it, timed for release in 1976 during the American Bicentennial. Ironically, for so American a work, that recording was made in Berlin with a German orchestra and chorus. For more on familiar and not-so-familiar works of great composers, you can go to our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.